The state is not setting up a food cache in Southeast Alaska, but supplies will still be available for communities in the region. Tom Matisse is the Emergency Programs Manager in Juneau.
It'd be nice to have additional caches in Southeast Alaska, but the fact that the governor has done this at all is something that most states have not done.
Matisse says the statewide emergency infrastructure puts Alaska ahead of much of the country. He says Southeast towns can take care of neighboring communities reeling from disaster. The Southeast Alaska Metropolitan Medical Response System coordinates about a dozen disaster response teams. Located in Haines, Yakutat, Juneau, Wrangell, Petersburg, Skagway, Sitka, Ketchikan, and across Prince of Wales Island. Matisse says they share 7 shelters and supply centers, each with cots, heating systems, as well as medical and quarantine supplies. The shelters also have generators that can power buildings. The teams meet about once a year to train.
Next year in September, we'll be deploying all 11 teams with all 7 shelters for a large-scale disaster drill in Gustavus. We figure if we can support a mass casualty response in a town with very little infrastructure, we can support it anywhere.
The Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management is pushing residents to be better prepared. Matisse says short delays in food delivery are nothing new to Southeast residents.
We know sometimes we go to the store the week of Thanksgiving or 2 weeks after Thanksgiving when the weather's bad, and the shelves are bare at Fred Meyer's because the barge couldn't make it in because of the weather. So we tend to stock our shelves a little bit deeper, and that's really the most important part, is for everybody to take personal preparedness initiatives.
He says individuals should have a week's worth of food stockpiled, and grocery stores keep a week or two of food in stock. Matisse says it's unlikely a storm could cut Southeast Alaska off from food that long. After people empty out local grocery stores and their personal pantries, communities can turn to the state. The state awarded Anchorage-based Select Medical Products Incorporated with a $4 million 5-year contract to create food caches in Anchorage and Fairbanks. Jeremy Zedek is the Public Information Officer for the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. Zedek says together, Fairbanks and Anchorage will have enough food to feed 42,500 people for 7 days.
But it may be used on a much smaller scale. Say a rural community is hit and their grocery store is destroyed, many of their homes are destroyed, and people are without homes and without food.
Zedek says commercial or military partners would distribute the food to rural communities. The food is divided onto pallets, each able to feed 80 people for a week. Zedek says 10% of pallets have age or lifestyle-specific foods such as baby food or salmon. If there are brief delays in transporting state resources, Matisse says the onus is on individuals to make sure their homes are ready for an emergency and to pressure local businesses to provide employees with emergency supplies.
And in the end, responder readiness starts at home. Personal preparedness leads to responder preparedness, leads to business preparedness, leads to community preparedness, and we all need to do our part.
Under the new contract, Select Medical Products will move 1/3 of the food to storage facilities by the end of the year. The contractor will deliver the rest of the food over the next 3 years. For K2, I'm Kelsey Gabrowski.